Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today, I will be at Shelby County judging 4-H static exhibits. Those are the ones that just sort of sit there for the most part. They don't have any legs. They don't move around. There's no motors, etc. But the most important part is that I get to visit with the 4-H members who have these exhibits, who have done these projects, learn from them, probably maybe some had some not so good experiences while they were in the learning project. But, you know, in the end, here they have brought it to the Shelby County Fair, and we're going to find out about it. And that is such a joy to visit with members, to find out what they have accomplished, and to see the wonderful things that they do produce, that they do accomplish. That is one of the joys of county fairs, and I hope that you have been a part of that at some time. You know, as you look back in your life, do you have a memory or several memories of a fair, a county fair? And maybe because you participated as somebody who showed animals, somebody who brought other kinds of projects to the fair, perhaps open class at the fair, or perhaps you were in the Bill Riley Talent Contest, you did something else, maybe you drove in the figure eight races, whatever. As you look back as a small child or as an adult, do you have some memories of county fairs? They're a very important part of our culture, and they came, of course, from way back in time, from practically the beginning of time when people got together and kind of to see who could do the best at something. And many of the fairs that ours are based on now, I think back to the times, for instance, in England, where it was the adults who brought their animals together to show what they had been doing with the animals, what had happened with them, and so on. But it's all kind of based on getting together and partially doing some comparisons, if you have to say this is the best of the class. And also, I think for me and for many of the 4-H members, it's to kind of evaluate themselves and say, okay, how do I judge myself compared to what I could do? Whatever, if you haven't been to a county fair for a while, I certainly encourage you to do that. And I'm going, oh, I know it's really, really hot outside and I just want to stay home. Well, many of the county fairs do have some air-conditioned places if you want to get out, and lots of things going on. You can see people that you haven't seen for a long time, probably. And there are many county fairs going on right now in our area. Mills and Adams County are kind of right in the middle of theirs. And then already kind of done some of the basic work is Shelby County. The dates that they give are the 12th through the 20th. And then following that, Montgomery County Fair, 14th through the 19th, Adair, 15th through the 19th, Audubon, 15th through the 20th, Pottawatomie County in Avoca, 16th through the 20th, and then Harrison and Page, West Fair in there, and then finally July 23rd to the 28th is the Cass County Fair. So you have lots of opportunities, and although there are some similarities in terms of the purpose, there are also some very unique features about each of the county fairs. A couple things I'd mention about the Shelby County Fair, and some of these are true of the other fairs too. If you've never been to a pet show, that's always a fun experience. I mean, if you have any love of animals, if you have pets, it's kind of fun to see the pet shows, and that is on Thursday the 16th in Shelby County. And then on Saturday, a couple of things that sound kind of fun and interesting. 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday is the Ag Olympics. Sounds interesting. And then at 2:30, probably in a different building, is the Pee-wee Cookie Decorating Contest. And you can probably kind of guess what that's about. And following that will be the 4-H presentations, where you can get lots of new ideas. And, you know, that's one of the fun things, as far as I'm concerned, is to see what new ideas all of these young people are coming up with, and some of the adults, too, in the open classes. Also at the Shelby County Fair, there are some grandstand events that you have to pay for. The tractor pull, the bush pullers, the auto races, figure eight races, and so on. But they also have some free entertainment. the Farmer Phil Show. I'm not sure what that's about, but sounds kind of interesting. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Bill Riley Talent Search. The Mutton Busting. And Fireworks. And the Show and Shine Car Show. And the Harlan Community Band. All of that's a part of the Shelby County Fair. And, of course, there is a carnival also going on. And then, if you have not done this, at the Shelby County Fairgrounds is the Nishna Valley Railroad Building. You need to stop in there. Pretty fascinating, whether you like railroads or not. Miniature railroad setup. Pretty fascinating. So, just a few kind of things that you might not have thought about of going to the county fair. And, of course, Shelby County has open class, as does Audubon County. And so I wanted to just mention a few things about Audubon County. One of the things, if you've not been to their fairground lately, you'll find lots of flowers and plants and lots of decoration there in some unusual ways. And one of the fun ones is, again, open to 4-H'ers, where they have plots, garden plots around the 4-H building. And they plant those according to a theme, and those are judged. And it's always fun to see what they planned. And then sometimes with the weather, it doesn't always turn out the way they want it. But it's very creative. So I think that's a special kind of exhibit at the Audubon County Fair. Now, we mentioned the pet show at Shelby County. Yep, there's also one in Audubon County on Wednesday. That's the 15th, the Clover Kids Pet Show. Now, those are the younger 4-H'ers. And then following the 4-H Pet and Dog Show. So again, if you like pets, you know, I kind of like pets, and those shows are always fun. On Thursday is when some of the open class items must be entered, and those will be judged during the following days. Always interesting to see the produce, the crops, the photography, the quilts, and on in open class. And at 6 o'clock at the grandstand is the Children's Theater. They work on that during the summer, and here's their production there everybody can see. Audubon County, along with some other counties, do have antique entries, antique shows, kind of memorabilia. Those are always interesting to me to see what people bring in that are old, and they always have a little description of what that is. So that's kind of an interesting thing to see. Then on Saturday, that's kind of a baby, little kid thing. They've got a baby contest, kids games, big wheels races, I'm a clown, and a kids pedal pull. So those are some things that are, I think, kind of tradition that involve the younger kids. And then there's a couple that I've got to look into because I don't know what they are. There's one called Water Rocks Interactive Exhibit and one called Laser Tag. And then I think this is the second year, but I might be wrong about this, but on Saturday, late afternoon, 3:30, is the Mud Run registration. Mud Run means people are going to get really muddy, and I think it's pretty good entertainment. If you don't want to get muddy yourself, you can always watch other people get muddy. A couple of other things I'll mention. On Sunday afternoon, there's a program called Painting with Jolene. That's not one that I've seen on other schedules, so that's kind of unique. That's 11 to 1. And also at 2 o'clock, the pie contest. Lots and lots and lots of yummy pies that are brought in and judged. And while that's going on, there'll be an old-timers band playing. And Sunday night, if you're hungry, 6 o'clock is the steak fry and a sweet corn feed. So you can go and get yummy stuff to eat. And, of course, that's always an important thing at county fair, state fair, are all of the good things to eat. So, you know, go and have a good time. Even though it's pretty hot, you can find a little time to get out, see your neighbors, meet some new people, see what's going on, and just have a great time at a county fair. And, of course, we'll be giving you more details about the Cass County Fair, which starts the 23rd of July. Until next time, here's a thought. Life will not grade you, but it will test you.